Blog Talk Radio.
Heaven to the glory of your name, Lord. Hear us, O Lord, our God. Often it seems that you are far away, Lord, but we know that our voices still reach you and that those aroused by your Holy Spirit will become your workers for the Lord Jesus. Send your Spirit soon, O Lord God. Send the Comforter who leads us into all light and all truth. We entrust ourselves, our daily lives to you. We want to be faithful. Help us to be your children, Lord. Remember in every step that we belong to you, Lord God, no matter how dark it is on earth. Help us remember that we are with you, your children, in eternity. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's play some music here.
Highest order to the land. Whether I losing my world. What heart could hold the weight of your love and know the heights of your great world? What eyes could look on your glorious face, shining like the sun? What heart could hold the weight of your love and know the height of your great world? What eyes could look on your glorious face, shining like the sun? You are holy, holy.
hope you enjoyed the praise and worship part of the service. Okay, extended just a little bit, but that's okay. All right. Well, anyway, tonight's message is going to be about five questions about sanctification. Okay, the first question is, what does it mean to be sanctified? The answer is, to be sanctified is to have your faith simplified, clarified, and deepened. You need God. You know God. You love God. You see life God. Yourselves others more truly. And to grow as a saint is to grow in the loving people. How other people are doing matters increasingly to you. You care and you help. Becoming more holy does not mean that you become as real, as ghostly, or detached from the storms of life. It means that you are becoming a wiser human being. You are learning how to deal well with your money, your sexuality, your job. You're becoming a better friend, a family member. When you talk, your words or communicate more good sense, more gravitas, or give more joy, more reality. You are learning to pray honestly, bringing who God really is to the reality of a human need. And to grow in holiness does not mean you now talk in hushed tones and every third sentence quotes the Bible. It means you live in more clear-minded hope. You know the purpose of your life, roll up your sleeves, and get about doing what needs doing. You are honestly thankful for good things. You honestly face disappointment and pain and illness and dying. Sanctification, saint holy, and holiness, they speak of the daily life. There is nothing more practical than to live with an ever-growing love, joy, and purposefulness. There is nothing more eyes open and helpful than being maturing in wisdom, hope, and faith. Who and what is involved in the process of sanctification? Answer, you often hear people say things like, he should just remember that, or if only she would just do, or if I could just experience. You probably said things like that yourself. And certainly, I know I certainly have. Preachers, teachers, counselors, authors, and friends instinctively gravitate toward naming some truth, some spiritual discipline, some action step, or some experience as the key that will unlock everything. The phrase just is just a tip-off, but there are no just do X, Y, or Z solutions to the puzzles of your sanctification. We need stories and word pictures, both from the Scripture and from the testimonies of daily life. We need to understand how Scripture illumines and connects to our current situation. We need practical help to work out the implications and applications for who we are, for where we struggle, for what we face. We need Jesus to be present. The Lord is my shepherd, the Lord who watches over my going out and my coming in. Scripture vividly and inductively demonstrates how those truths get traction and get personal. We need to get traction and get personal. We need other people. We need to hear and take the heart of other people's stories. We need God's creation. We need to understand our times. We need honestly about ourselves. We need fresh object lessons. We need embodied faith and love. We need many different wisdoms to illumine the different parts of our life. Are we changed by knowing? The third question, are we changed by knowing that we are justified by faith alone? Answer, yes and amen. To constantly remember and to take heart that you are fully accepted by God because of what Jesus Christ has done for you makes a big difference in your Christian life. He reached out to take you by the hand and save you. Again, friendship, preaching, counseling, and discipleship, this may be exactly the message that needs to be featured. The truth is theologically, foundationally, to being a Christian, to being forgiven, is to be made right with God. To having the courage to be candid about our sins, one of the foundational transformations of the sanctification process. It is elementary not the modern sense of being as easy as ABC, but the old sense of being basic, fundamental, essential, constitution. To be sanctified is to have your faith simplified, clarified, and deepened. What is God demonstrating to us in sanctification? Answer. Whether you think you are too bad or think that you are good enough, it makes a difference to know that we become right with God by faith in Christ and what he has done. Such faith is empty hand, reaching to receive life. Here is one biblical description of how he has done it. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 34. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. So take this to heart. Don't ever forget, if you feel unworthy and yet all of these things are true, again, the doors of the Father stands wide open. If you think you are worthy, then because these things are true, this is the only door to the Father. It means it's when he says, come to me. So whatever you struggle, take him at his word. So far, so good. But now notice something significant about the pastoral purpose of Romans chapter 8, verse 18 to 39. Paul openly states his reason for mentioning God justifies mercy in 8:31-34. He is not thinking about performance-oriented people, self-salvation efforts, or sins, and placing personal faith in Christ's atoning work for forgiveness are not in view. The direct application in this discussion of justification serves people who face hardships, weakness, and hostility. They are tempted to doubt God's love, to feel abandoned by God, to feel threatened by the sufferings of the present time. Romans chapter 8, 31-34 mentions that God has already justified us by the Christ's death as one way to give hope and comfort to sufferers, not to remind anxious sinners or obsessive strivers. The original takeaway was not you can get out of the performance treadmill. God does not condemn you for your sins. The takeaway was however hard life gets, nothing and no one has power to destroy you and separate you from the love of God. The second half of Romans 8 sanctifies you when earthly life is value of weakness, affliction, groaning, and tears. So justification by faith serves as one sub-point in a long chain of sub-points, aiming to make a far larger point. God is for you. One way he shows that he is for you is that he justifies sinners, and that the one of a cascade of ways that God demonstrates his essential attitude toward you. Is God's goal in sanctification just make me better than I currently am? Answer, yes, of course. We're not our own worst enemies, prone to a turbulent cocktail of anxieties, complaining, deceptive selfishness, compulsions, irritability, confusion, indifference, immorality, self-righteousness, low self-esteem, judgmentalism, money-loving, laziness, driveness, and things like these. But the Lord's desired outcome is not simply better me who has found peace and gotten his act together. The goal of sanctification is not a better, happier, or more confident individual. Not exactly. Listen how Scripture puts it. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort comforts us in all of our afflictions, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction. So when you find hope and encouragement in your troubles, the comfort doesn't land with you just feeling better. You now have the riches to bring to others whatever troubles they experience. Their welfare and yours have joined hands. The well-being of others increasingly matters as you become a participating member of Christ today, Christ's body. Brothers and sisters in our families, sanctification is making you into a person who is connected, wedded, and joined to Jesus Christ. Christ and all other people whose center of gravity is shifting outside themselves. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 2 and 3, he can deal gently with the ignorant and wayward since he himself is beset with weakness. Because of this, he is obligated to offer sacrifice to his own sins. This is he does for those of the people. So knowing how gently God deals with you in your confusion, short-sightedness, and wanderings, you deal gently with others in their sins and weaknesses. It's wonderful to experience that God is gracious, compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, forgiving your iniquity, transgressions, and sin. As you learn that he is away with you in ignorance and in waywardness, you develop the same heart for others and your failings. You aren't simply a happier person. This world is too full of woes and woe-begone people. You take the pains and confusion of others to heart. You're becoming a person sobered by the human condition and willing to help. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, in chapter 5, verse 2. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering of sacrifice to God. Forgiving people don't simply rest in peace because the restlessness of sins, corrosive guilt, and dark shame are now covered. You now have goodness and mercy to bring to others. Knowing that you are a beloved child does not leave you complacent and self-satisfied. You are beloved so that you are able to love, to give your life away for others. You don't become a self-confident individual. Your life might be stressful. You serve the King of Savior who died at the age of 33, and his service is not always convenient. It puts you out of your comfort zone. It strips away all the illusions that we can control people and events. You're becoming a person whose confidence rests outside yourself in God, a person whose life and purpose in Christ's purposes of redeeming love. Amen. Well, I hope this five questions on sanctification, okay, brought a better scope to you so that you know about sanctification. Amen. All right. Well, let's get into the most important question of all, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, well, you will have a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, never knowing which way is up or down? Maybe you lack purpose in life. Or maybe you suffer from anxiety or depression. Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual morality, gambling, overeating, whatever the issue may be, the Lord can take it away, but in order for him to do so, he has to know you. If he does not know you, he cannot do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the gift, the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you and keep you highly favored. Amen. Play some more music here.
Oh, I can't call. Yeah.
Couple songs. Alrighty. Well, let's get into the prophetic word of the day. The Father says today, I am calling you out of your mortal sense into an eternal understanding. My eternality is not just an inexhaustible period of time. My eternality is eternal of nature. I have given you is that which is irreducible in any way by any demand that you can be made upon you or me. Because I cannot be reduced, you cannot be reduced. Because I cannot be pressured, you cannot be pressured. When you are living with the in Christ mentality that I died to give you, you are not a mortal being seeking eternal experience. You are eternal experience walking around in mortal being. You are a king and a priest. You cannot be reduced, diminished, or taken away from in any way. If nothing can separate you from me, then it follows that nothing can separate you from what I have given you. I have given you eternal life. I have given you supply. I have given you life and your life more abundantly. Refuse the lie of the enemy that says you are restricted or bound in any way. The enemy wants you to wrap your emotions up in the despair of your circumstances. Your emotion is alive very near to your heart, from whence the issues of life proceed. If Satan can contaminate your joy, he can pollute the headwaters of your soul and defile your life. Refuse to cooperate. Choose joy today, for my kingdom doesn't just bring joy, it is joy. I give you this day the fullness of joy, fullness of supply, and the fullness of abundance that no man, demon, or situation can take from you, says God. Amen. Well, I hope this word goes out to those who need it most, and you know who you are. Amen. Well, anyway, I can see this I can see this chat room is no good. Okay. So maybe I'll just let's show us live, Mr. Sparkles. Today's date is the 22nd of July, okay, of 2020. And it's 9:07 p.m. my time. And it is, if you're on the East Coast, it's 10:07. Okay, if you're in Mountain Standard Time, okay, it's 8:08. Okay, so it's moved up a minute. You know, Tim McGillicuddy, shut your mouth, okay? People are tired of you, and I'm definitely tired of you, okay? All right? I'm tired of your always coming here with your negativity, okay? It's sickening, okay? Okay, there's nobody on the call list, okay? So I'm not taking callers. There's nobody calling in, okay? Whatever. Okay? Okay? God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. Okay? Talk to you all later. Bye-bye.